R&B, hip-hop status, true more or less, jazz classical type hits. That's the side effect, yeah, but internationally loan to play the best hits. Independent radio spins, non-politic, filled with all types of advice. Inspiration through the daily groove that bring moves, pumping straight flavor. Nicki Minaj and a Teddy Riley. So grab your champagne and vibe, meet you in the lobby. Side effect support loopers, radio blast rise. From Monday to Wednesday, Thursday to Friday, 7 p.m., so keep it tuned on the fly day. The side effect way, you're the highway. 30-minute in they cool Wednesday. That's Jag on the airway still. The side effect when you're on the highway. Call 323-784-9635. We live in effect with the side radio.
Hi, this is Portia Stewart with the Real Housewives of Atlanta, and you're listening to the Psy Effect Radio Show.
Hello, world. Welcome to another edition of the Psy Effect Radio Show. I am Psy, your host. I want to thank you all for tuning into the show tonight. I do appreciate you. I know you could have been anywhere else in the world, but you chose to hang out with me, your girl, and for that, I thank you. Tonight on the Psy Effect, I have Master Certified Sex Expert, Dr. Ransom Alford. And Dr. Alford is going to be providing tips on how to keep the intimacy in your relationship sizzling. So if you've been married 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 years, and the thrill is gone, you lost hope, tonight's show is for you. Let me remind everyone, this show, you must be 18 years and older to listen. So if you have any kids and you usually listen to the show while they're playing or in the background, honey, you're going to have to put them away for a little bit, at least for 20 minutes, so you can get your groove back real quick or get information on how to get your groove back. All right? So don't go nowhere, because I'll be right back with Dr. Ransom Alford right after this joint by my baby, in Atlanta, Georgia, Lamar Stars. His track is called Only Human. Check it out. This is the Psy Effect Radio Show.
Yeah. Oh.
Welcome to the Psy Effect Radio Show, Mrs. Nicki Ransom Alford, author,
radio host, and certified sex expert. Welcome to the show, Nikki.
Thank you for having me. Hello.
You're welcome, and it's a pleasure, and thank you for coming on. Now, first, I want to congratulate you on celebrating your year wedding anniversary. Congrats.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Didn't know you picked up on that.
Oh, yeah. I see and hear everything. I pay attention. I'm very observant. Now, Nikki, tell me how you... Well, when did you get started in your career as a certified sex expert?
Well, I started about 4 years ago, and when I started, I was a life coach, relationship coach, and a sex coach, because I really wanted to help women in every aspect of their lives, but then I was just kind of more pulled towards the sex aspect of everything, and I just felt, well, that's where what I loved, and then I felt that that's where I was most needed. So I kind of dropped everything else and, you know, became a certified master sex expert and sex coach and a certified sex educator, and it's just been great ever since.
In your experience of being a certified sex expert, when dealing with men and women, which would you say would be the most aggressive in the bedroom when it comes to sex?
Oh, men, yes. A lot of the people that I, you know, encounter, you know, because the couples will come to me, you know, if there's an issue or if they need help, and, you know, 9 times out of 10, it's, you know, the man, you know, is more aggressive, has a higher libido than the woman, and I'm kind of helping the woman, you know, become more in tune with, you know, herself and her sexuality, so, you know, she can even become more aggressive in the bedroom.
Okay. Now, today I want to discuss tips on how to keep the sex more better in the marriage. And I know sometimes once, you know, when people are married for a certain amount of time, the sex pretty much goes on as, you know, secondary. You know, it's the last thing people are thinking about, especially when you're working and, you know, you're thinking about the bills, you have the kids, you're juggling sometimes more than one job. So this is the premise of the show today. So I'm hoping it will help a lot of couples that are struggling in that area and kind of loosen them up and get them back, get the juices back flowing, so to say.
Well, I mean, with couples that have been together a long time, you know, they really need to understand that sex is more than just, you know, an act. It's more than just, oh, the vagina and the penis coming together, there's an orgasm, and, oh, that's it, and that's, you know, the only purpose. But sex, you know, in the marriage and in a relationship, which is, you know, really what I teach, you know, when I teach sex and I coach people, you know, in terms of sex, it's not just to, you know, have sex with anyone willy-nilly. You know, I teach it to be in that committed relationship. And you know, couples need to, you know, understand that, you know, since sex is so much more than just an act, and it is how they are able to reconnect with their partner, you know, on an emotional level, physical level, spiritual level. Like, sex is just so much deeper than many of us realize. So that's how sex can become, you know, not a priority. Like, oh, you know, I'll get to it, or oh, I have a headache, or oh, I just don't feel like it. But, you know, sex is really important. And even if you do have that headache, you still want to have sex because, you know, sex can help get rid of that headache.
Right.
But you want to keep, you know, sex as a priority. It's something that's very important in a relationship that really helps to keep you two bonded and together and in love. And if you're not having that great sex, it spreads into other aspects of the relationship. And it's all because, you know, of that sex.
Now, there are a lot of women that are in long-term relationships, marriage, that are and has and still is faking orgasms. What do you think the reasons they are faking orgasms, and what can you provide as far as tips on helping them achieve a real orgasm and stop shortchanging themselves?
Yes, definitely. I am very much against faking orgasms. Like, I'm trying to get rid of that all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, women will, you know, fake an orgasm because, you know, they want it to be over, or, you know, they'll fake an orgasm because they're trying to, you know, help their man, you know, finish, and they know, you know, making those noises and make feel like, you know, he's satisfying them and giving them the orgasm is going to make him, you know, orgasm.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some women, they just, they want to get done with the sex, you know, get it over with. And then some women actually can't orgasm, so they'll feel like, oh, I need to fake it, you know, so I don't hurt his feelings, or so I don't feel inadequate, or he doesn't think something's wrong with me because I can't
mm-hmm.
orgasm.
Right.
Yeah, but, you know, women... With women, 9 times out of 10, the problem is in the head. You know, we are always all up in our head, you know, when it comes to sex in relationships,
mm-hmm.
and especially if we're trying to orgasm. And when we're having sex, the more that we think about coming to orgasm, and the more that we try to come to orgasm, is like the further we push ourselves away from the orgasm.
Mm.
Like putting that pressure on ourselves and thinking about it and trying to actually pushes you further away. So with women, it really, it helps to relax. You know, before sex, you want to be able to be relaxed. You know, being relaxed helps, you know, for more blood flow to the genitals, which, of course, is going to help you to have that orgasm, the more blood that we have flowing to our genitals. So relaxation techniques are very important, and then also relaxing during sex is important. And a really good tip, you know, for women, when you are, you know, having sex, instead of, you know, thinking about what you have to do later, or, you know, ooh, I wonder, you know, if I look pretty enough, or are my boobs looking good, you know, and thinking about all of that, you just want to, you know, relax and focus, you know, on the pleasures and focus on the feelings, you know, that your body is experiencing. And it's like when you can really tune into that and block out everything else and just focus, like, on the pleasure and that sexual energy moving throughout your body and just really let it flow and build, you can, you know, help yourself come to an orgasm.
What positions are good for the best orgasms, or are there any?
Oh, there's plenty, but yeah, there's plenty, but every woman, like, has that position that, you know, really takes them there, you know, or that's their favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Most women, you know, and men too, you know, everyone loves that rear entry,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, that helps for the man to get deeper into the vagina, feels fantastic, it's erotic, and, you know, allows him to stimulate, you know, those really great areas in the vagina. The G-Wiz, which is where the woman, her knees are, you know, back to her ears. And, you know, there's like either a sex cushion or, you know, a few pillows under her bottom, or, you know, perhaps even her man, you know, is you know, holding her up. But that position right there can give a fantastic orgasm, you know, allowing him to stimulate her G-spot and her A-spot and her vagina and give her that great orgasm. So that's a really good one. And then the position is also really good, too.
Is there
so every woman has their thing.
Is there such thing as too much sex?
No. Well, okay, well, I'll roll it back. There's no such thing as too much sex, you know, if you are having emotionally and physically safe sex. Like, if you are having sex and you're in that committed, safe relationship where you know that you are safe, you know, with this person, you know, you're not, you know, contracting any diseases, and you know that you two are in, you know, that relationship, then no. You know, if you are married, absolutely not. There's just no such thing as too much sex. You know, the more sex, the better. There can be, you know, too much sex if, like I said, if you are having it in an unsafe way and just having it with random partners,
mm-hmm.
then that is where, you know, an issue comes in when you're being unsafe.
Sex toys. How do you introduce sex toys into the relationship when into the situation when your man isn't comfortable? That's the question from Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, letting him know that I love the sex with you and having a sex toy is not about you not pleasing me. It's about me wanting to make our sex even better. Like, a sex toy isn't just, you know, a dildo, you know, or a vibrator. Like, a sex toy is anything used in the bedroom, you know, to enhance the sex, you know, from the sex wedge that I told you about to a dildo, to a silver bullet, to handcuffs, blindfolds, swaggers, like all of that. So, you know, he should be open to it. And then also you two shop together. You know, so mm-hmm. both of you can be comfortable. Pick out which toy you want to introduce into the bedroom and do that together. So you're not just, you know, bringing home a fake penis like, hey, I want to use this. And he's like, oh, hell no.
Right, right. Especially when it's bigger than his.
Oh, yeah. You definitely don't want to do that. That is a mood killer right there.
Now, I'm on your website, and I'm in the sex enhancement products, and the website is naughtyangels.bigcartel.com, and I'm looking at this little contraption on the left, the kitty bell.
Oh, that's my favorite, favorite, favorite.
How does that work? I'm looking at it, and I'm like, okay, I see. It looked like it looked like something that they were using the gynecologist.
Like, it's like a nipple clamp, but for your clitoris.
Oh.
And, you know, it has, you know, the cushions on the end, so you don't have to worry about hurting anything. And
okay.
the pressure is customizable. So there's, like, just a little, it's kind of hard to describe. So, you know, they should go to the site so they can check it out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they pull up, you know, the little loop that's at the end to apply the pressure to their clitoris. And the kitty bell, you know, just it sticks to their clitoris and, you know, has the cute little bell on the end, which I love. And it's used, you know, like for BDSM, you know, the master and the slave, you know, the slave can, you know, wear the kitty bell so the master can, you know where his slave is at every time. And and then it also feels really good to the woman, you know, with to have that hanging, you know, and to have it applying the right amount of pressure on her clitoris can give her a really great sensation, too, when she's walking around or ringing it or especially, like, in the doggy-style position.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, swinging back and forth. It's really great.
Now, the swing I'm looking at, the fantasy door swing, how does that work? Is that easy to put up and take down? You know, you don't want your kids thinking you're a freak, even though you are. They don't need to know that.
What is this, Mommy? yep, it's easy to put up and down. You know, like I like it because, you know, it's easy to take down, you know, to travel with it, you know, put it up anywhere. So, yeah, it's quite easy.
Okay, okay. Now, going back to the questions, oral sex, this question came from Facebook. A gentleman, he's been married for over 20 years, and his wife will not perform oral sex on him.
Mm-hmm.
She stopped after, I think he said, 5 years, and he needs advice as to how can he get her back downtown. Yeah.
Well, having that conversation, you know, what happens, you know, with a lot of couples is that even though we're together, we're supposed to be in love, we're supposed to be communicating, we don't just have those conversations about sex.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just sit down, you know, say, hey, honey, you know, how do you think our sex life is going? You know, is there something that you want to try? Is there something that you think is missing? What would you like to do? And, you know, conversations like that. And he should, you know, have a discussion with her, you know, and not confrontational, because that's, you know, the best way to get a partner to close up, not try to hear your point of view,
right,
become defensive, and then you two get absolutely nowhere. So he'll want to do it in a very non-confrontational way, you know, relaxed setting, you know, hey, sweetie, I love you. I love making love to you. I've just been wondering, you know, why you haven't, you know, performed oral sex on me. I loved it when you used to do it. It made me feel so good, you know, to have my woman pleasure me in this way, you know, and ask her, you know, what has happened. And then, ladies, all my ladies out there that are listening, do not allow yourself to become complacent when you are married and you're like, oh, I got the ring, he loves me, I can get lazy and performing oral sex. Like, no, that is the absolute worst thing you could do for yourself, for your man, for your marriage, because, like, it's epic. You think it's small, like, oh, I'm just going to stop going down on him, no big deal. But it's a huge, huge deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sex to men is, like I said, more than an act. Like, it's been proven that it's more of a need. Like, there have been studies done on men and sex, and it's more of a need that they have for them, and they need for their woman to want them. They need to feel desired by their woman and pleased by their woman. And, you know, for her to then begin to deny him, you know, an aspect of sex that is, like, so pleasurable and so important, you know, is not a good thing. So she's, you know, hopefully with that conversation can understand that.
Exploring sexual fantasies, you know, is that okay to share with your mate without them feeling some type of way or insecure?
Yeah. And exploring and sharing your sexual fantasies is another really, like, epic, huge aspect, you know, to your marriage and to your sex. Because as you two, you know, are together for years, what you like, you know, year one, you might like something different. Year three, something else. Year five, like we continue, you know, to evolve as people, you know, in all aspects of life. So
mm-hmm.
we're going to continuously, you know, have different fantasies that come up that we want to share with our partner. Ooh, hey, baby, let's, you know, try this. And, ooh, I was really thinking, let's do this. That'll be really hot. And that's what you want to have in your marriage and in your relationship instead of the same old sex day in and day out until one of you goes crazy.
Now, tell us about your book, 69 Ways to Please His Penis.
Yeah, I have 69 Ways to Please His Penis. That is my ebook, and it has 69, like, tips and tricks, little tidbits, you know, even games, to play with your man and his penis, you know, like what to feed your man to keep, you know, him and his penis, you know, in working order and keep his sexual functions going well, you know, little tips on erotic massage, oral sex, you know, things like that.
Okay. Well, I'm definitely going to have to download that.
Yeah, that's my ebook there, and I have 69 Ways to Keep Your Man and Keep Him Happy. That's on Amazon. That is another ebook with 69 tips on for women to keep their relationships, you know, happy and loving and sexy inside and outside of the bedroom. So,
awesome.
You know, it has a really sexy title, The 69 Ways, but, you know, it starts with, you know, the woman, you know, knowing that all good relationships start with self, and
mm-hmm.
that when she gets herself in order and aspects of herself right, then, you know, the relationship can go really smoothly because we women, we set the tone in the relationship, and we don't understand that. And that's why, you know, relationships are so messed up, especially in the Black culture, because
mm-hmm.
we don't understand that we have so much power in the relationship.
Right. I completely agree with you.
Yeah.
Now, before I let you go, tell everyone how they can connect with you. I know you do pole classes and seminars. How can everyone connect with you or book you?
Well, they can check me out at NikkiRansom.com. And like you said, the NaughtyAngels.BigCartel.com, that's my sex enhancement boutique. And if they are interested in, you know, having me, they can email bookings@NikkiRansom.com. They can contact 614-654-6569. And, you know, they can get all kinds of information I can send to them. Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr, YouTube, Instagram, all the social networks, all at Darling Dr. Nikki, Darling, D-R-N-I-K-K-I. And if there are any hookah lovers out there, I do have my own line of portable hookah sticks now with thehookie.com.
Nice.
So I'm very excited about that. It's, you know, portable hookah sticks. You can walk around and smoke your hookah whenever you want. And they have, like, really cute sayings on there. Like,
okay.
If you love me, spank me. And I love nerds, #sapiosexual, really cute.
Nice. I love it. I love it. Thank you so much, Dr. Nikki, for coming on the Psy Effect Radio Show. I do appreciate you. I hope you come back soon again.
I will. Thank you so much for having me. This was fun.
Thank you. I had a blast.
Thank you all for hanging out with me on the Psy Effect Radio Show tonight. If you're on Instagram and Twitter, follow your girl at I Am Psy. Also, like the Psy Effect Radio Show fan page on Facebook under The Psy Effect. And if you'd like to be a guest on the Psy Effect Radio Show, email me at info@thepsyeffectradioshow.com. Until next time, continue to spread peace and love. Mwah.